Your team is injured beyond recognition. You're down 21-7 at the half. Coming back to win this thing in overtime, it's a victory for the ages.
It was a heck of a victory. I mean, this game had everything in it, too. I can't say enough about our players, just way to continue to step up. We talked about it last night, just to make sure we advance through adversity and just keep the energy. And, you know, we played our best football when it counted. And our fans were incredible when it counted, too, there at the end. I mean, the overtime, the home crowd was huge for us. And, you know, the big plays that we needed to make to finish it off. So very proud of our football team. A lot of young guys get opportunities today. Did some excellent things. Had guys step in. You know, we had both the young tackles getting in there on offense, you know, defense. Guys in the secondary going down, stepping up. So Morgan Burnett playing, you know, a couple different positions. Josh Jones had a huge day. So, you know, ball placement and the special teams was excellent, both Josh and Mason there. So just a lot of really good things today, especially, you know, like you said, being in the hole there at 21-7.
Mike, the 12th play, 75-yard drive that you guys did late in the fourth quarter to come back and tie it, how much grit did you show there?
Oh, it's definitely. I mean, you have to give a tremendous amount of credit to our offensive line, and Aaron Rodgers was extraordinary just to manage the, you know, the different things of guys going in and out of the game, the protection issues we had there, particularly in the second quarter. So I thought Aaron played one of his best games, you know, and obviously his statistics throughout his career have been off the charts, but I love the way he played today.
That Aaron Rodgers to Jordy Nelson combination, good for a couple touchdowns today. That thing just keeps on ticking, doesn't it?
Definitely, and I know Jordy moved into number two today, so that's, I mean, just what a career he's having. So let's just keep going because, you know, Mr. Donaldson's so far out there, but he's got a lot of work to do. But this was a great win for our football team.
Mike, how did you feel when the game was going to overtime? What was the sideline like? What were you like as it went into overtime?
Just really, really focused on what we needed to do. So the energy was tremendous, and I can't say enough about our fans. Our fans were outstanding. The kickoff and then the three and out there with the defense, and so. And Aaron with the extended play, you know, drawing them off sides, you know, big play to the G-Mo. This game had everything in it, the offense, defense, special teams, and that's where you got to win. You know, we knew this was going to be a tough game. You and I talked about it the other day. This is a very talented, tough football team, and it's amazing they are 0-3. But, it's early in the year. I mean, the early season games, to me, are always the toughest to win. So, we took a step today as a football team.
Last thing for you, Mike. You're down 21-7 at the half, and you come out and basically own the second half in overtime. Was there some kind of crazy speech? What happened at halftime? Anything?
Well, I'd love to tell you I gave him my best Newt Rockne, but I was really just stayed focused on the things, you know, just made the corrections from the first half, talked through the direction of which we were going. I felt our defense really picked it up there in the second quarter, so and they just kept giving us opportunities on offense, and you know our special teams was big throughout the day. So I don't know what the field position ended up, but it definitely helped. And you know, hey, these guys just keep playing, and that's what you have to do. I mean, it's week three of the season, and you know, being an AFC, an uncommon opponent like that, and definitely they had their back to the wall a little bit coming in here. So that's a very, very good win for us.